We're at the State Fair today at the Made in Oklahoma booth, and we're visiting with the newest member of the State Board of Agriculture, Nakona Cook, and he's from my neck of the woods in Cordell, America. So what made you decide to get on this board?
There's just so many things going on in agriculture right now. There's fewer farmers every year. You see them selling out, and it's a hard way to make a living. And I'm a younger generation. I'm the fifth generation on my family farm and have two young boys, and just want to make sure that they have the opportunity that I had to continue the life in agriculture. And with all the hardships going on and all the regulations and everything, that's just cracking down on farmers, and there's less and less of them all the time. But I just wanted to be a voice for the younger generation to make sure that there was something for my boys to follow up in my footsteps.
Absolutely, because as you mentioned, it's becoming harder and harder to keep our kids on the farm. So you mentioned a couple of things, but what do you think is the culprit of that, really?
The market volatility is a lot of it. The input cost, the input costs are astronomical compared to what they were. I mean, the last year or two, commodity prices have really came up. But before that, you look at your commodity prices, and we're selling our crops for the same we were selling them 20 years ago, or real close to it. And you look at your input cost right now, a new tractor's $300,000, and chemicals are $40 a gallon, and diesel's so expensive that it's just, it's hard to make a living. And it seems like you've got to farm more acres to make a living, and it's just input costs are so high, and you're not getting as much return.
You really couldn't even do it unless you had some help that came before you.
Exactly. I mean, for someone to just decide they want to be a farmer one day, it's not going to happen. I mean, it's got to be a generational thing, and stuff be handed down and have help from your grandfather. That's how I started. When I started, I was my SAE and FFA was farming, and my granddad helped me out, and I rented his farms, and I used his equipment to farm those, and I've just built up from there and took over the family farm. But it'd be virtually impossible for someone to just say, hey, I'm going to go start farming. To find land, I mean, land prices the last few years have just skyrocketed. You can't hardly buy land and make a living that way. And renting land, it's very competitive. Big farmers are getting bigger and small farmers are getting smaller, and for someone to go out there and just rent a bunch of land and start farming, it's very hard to do.
What other are the biggest issues that you're hearing when you go around and talk to folks about the biggest issues that producers are facing right now, you included?
Right. The biggest hot topic that everybody's talking about, and we went to an interim study yesterday, is the marijuana deal. We're facing all kind of issues in the ag industry. People coming in and paying two and three times land values, what land values have been. And so it's making harder for younger guys to go buy land. Then we're looking at the regulation side, where people that farm and ranch and spray chemicals for weed control, and all these greenhouses popping up all over the place, and aerial applicators not spraying within so many miles of it, and not being able to spray weeds in pasture is going to reduce what you can get out of it. You can't graze as many cows because of weed problems, and that right now is probably the biggest hot topic that we're dealing with in all different aspects.
Yeah, and you and I are from Western Oklahoma, and I've seen tons of grow houses out there.
Yeah, they're coming up everywhere. And we talking yesterday, there's some private spray companies that are putting in a buffer zone that they won't spray within 5 miles of a greenhouse. Well, when you got greenhouses coming up all over everywhere, it's not only hurting the farmers not being able to spray, but then the applicators aren't being able to spray for their customers to make money. And it's just, we don't know the liability right now. That's the biggest issue. We had the interim study at the state capitol yesterday and don't know the value. And even to the point where insurance companies are thinking about not having farm and ranch policies because the liability is too high, because you have four or five greenhouses with several million dollars worth of marijuana in there, and you kill it, then the insurance companies are not wanting to stand behind that liability. And I can understand it. I mean, that's a huge liability. And if it gets to the point where not only you can't spray, but you can't buy insurance, then it's detrimental to the farmers.
And it's such a gray area, too, because it is somewhat farming. It is somewhat medical. Like, it's just such a really gray area.
Yes, it is, very much so. I've been to a lot of meetings with Cattlemen's Association, the Ag Board, the Senate hearings. It's so relaxed. There's no regulation on it. There's over 8,000 permits to grow in Oklahoma right now, which is, Michael Kelsey said yesterday, there's about twice as many pot growers in the state of Oklahoma than there are wheat growers.
Right.
And wheat's a major crop, and it's just affecting everything we're doing in the ag world right now.
Well, and it makes it hard, too, on the producers, because if someone comes in and offers you twice, three times, four, five, six times your land value, that's hard to say no to.
It is, absolutely. And there's a lot of guys say, I don't care what they offer me, I'm not selling out.
Right.
But then when you look at the financial shape that a lot of people are in, if they own that land, and I mean, why not sell? I mean, yeah, it could get you out of debt. I mean, you could go buy something else. I mean, you pay everything off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really between a rock and a hard place. That morally, hey, should I sell this to people that are going to grow marijuana? It's going to hurt my neighbors. Or hey, can I look out for my family and make sure that I have something to pass down to my kids with the financial hardships that they've had, that they can make that money? So it's very difficult decision for a lot of people.
Well, Nakona, we're glad to have you on the board. Always love representation from Western Oklahoma. So it's good to see you again.
Absolutely. I'm glad to do it. Glad I had the opportunity. Thank the governor for appointing me to this board, and thank Secretary Arthur. I mean, she's amazing. She makes our job as board members easy because she does such a good job at it.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad I can serve and be a voice for Western Oklahoma.
Awesome.